A lot of problems that Christians and non-believers have with God is, why does he allow the innocent to suffer? If God is so good, why does he allow sin to exist? Why does he let his people suffer and sinners go? In short, why do bad things happen to good people? There are hundreds of reasons why God allows this to happen that are far too complex for most of us to understand. So I'm going to cover just four main ones. These four are freedom of choice, devil's influence, natural evil, and character building. The first reason that I believe bad things happen to good people is that God gives us freedom of choice. If God gives us free will, this makes it difficult for him to stop a lot of things from happening without taking away free will. God wants us to choose him freely, as shown in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 through 17. The Lord God took man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die." He commanded Adam not to eat from the tree. He did not simply prevent him from eating from the tree. In this example of freedom of choice in the Bible, this is an example of freedom of choice in the Bible. However, because of this free will, in chapter 3 here, we have the first sin happen. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye, also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. This is the first example of sin from our free will. In the story of Cain and Abel is the first example of sin against another person. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out into the field." While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. I want to point out that there weren't millions of people alive at this point. So these were God's people that he still talked to, and they still listened to him. So God's people do sin against each other. That is part of free will. It isn't just non-believers that sin. Christians sin. Everyone in here, including me, sins every single day. It happens. We're human. But you still need to try not to do your best. Just because we are God's people does not mean that we are perfect. From my experience in Florida last spring, I decided, for some reason, that it was okay to drink somewhere between 5 and 10 Bang Energy drinks on an all-night bus ride to Universal Studios. For those of you who don't know, they used to contain about 300 milligrams of caffeine apiece. They have since reduced that. I also happen to be on an antidepressant that, and that little tiny fine print that no one ever reads, says, "May cause seizures." So I came down off the caffeine somewhere around 5 o'clock, I don't know, and said something about, "Look at the pretty colors," and fell flat on my face having a seizure. Yes, the normal person shouldn't do any of that. But most of the time you should be able to without having the reaction I did. A positive example of free will, however, is how many people donated to us going to CIY. No one had to help us pay for CIY. At least I'm under the impression David didn't force anyone to donate to CIY. But not only did we get donations, but none of us had to pay to go to CIY. The second reason that I believe that bad things happen to good people is that the devil can influence people's behaviors, words, thoughts, and actions. This is a lot harder to see in today's world, but it's still very prevalent in our day-to-day life. For example, right now is the war in Ukraine. 12 million people have had to evacuate their home. 7 million people do not currently have a place to live. And no one has a real idea of how many people are dead. But lowest estimate on all sides is 50,000. The devil is going to act through other people in ways to hurt us. And if we believe in God, he's going to try his hardest to shake us and turn us away from God. The devil has been doing a very good job at separating the world and creating hard times. The book of Job is an excellent example in the Bible of the devil trying his very best to knock someone off the path to God and failing. Job chapter 1, verse 7 through 12. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it." The Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and an upright man who fears God and shuns evil." Satan said, "Does Job fear God for nothing?" Satan replied, "Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But stretch out your hand and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." The Lord said to Satan, "Very well then, everything he has is in your hands, but do not lay a finger on the man himself." Satan then goes on to take everything from Job. Job lost his sons, his daughters, his livestock, his health. The entire time, Job praised God. While Job had nothing, he defended God and himself from his so-called friends. They cursed him and God. Think about that for a second. Job lost everything. Friends, family, health, everything. And he still praised Job. And he praised God. I don't know about you, but praising God at that point might not be the first thought across my mind. After everything Satan had done he could without killing Job, God gives Job a new family and double the amount of everything he had in land, animals, and more in some areas. Something else I want to cover is a comment from the TV show Lucifer. For those of you who don't know, Lucifer is about the devil coming up from hell and living on earth. In the show, he says, "Why would I give someone a reason to turn to God if they don't already believe in him?" I think that's one of the devil's best hands he can ever play. If you've never experienced extreme hardship and you don't grow up in a relationship with Jesus, then you may never see a reason to turn to God. Yes, I can teach you about God, but you have to see how he changes lives or experience something in your own life to turn to him. And people who grow up in a relationship with God can still have something happen because the devil's trying his hardest to turn people away from God. Unfortunately, sometimes he wins a battle and one of us will turn. The devil is not usually going to give you another hardship to come back to God. He's going to let us fall for that trap. The third reason that I believe bad things happen to good people is simply natural evil. Natural evil exists simply because sin entered the world. Natural evils is anything from natural disasters to diseases, to pretty much anything else out there that has to do with the planet. Natural disasters negatively affect 200 million lives every year. They take 45,000 lives every year. Did you know cancer alone takes 600,000 people from us every year? This all happened simply because sin entered the world. Because Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit. When they ate it, they released evil not only into their bodies, but also into the world. Genesis chapter 3, verse 18 through 19 says, "To Adam he said, 'Because you listened to your wife and ate from the fruit of the tree, which I commanded you not to, you must not eat from it. The cursed is the ground because of you. Through painful toil you will eat food from it from all the days of your life. It will produce thorns and thistles for you. You will eat plants of the field and sweat of the burrow of by sweat of the burrow of your brow." I don't have that in there. Okay. You will eat your food until you return to the ground. Since from it you were taken, from dust you are, and from dust you will return. Here it says that the ground is cursed because of this. I'm taking the ground is cursed two different ways. First, it's making it harder for plants to grow, for us to produce food. Second, I think that is implying for natural disasters, because before this sin entered the world, everything was perfect. Everything lived in harmony. There was no death. It was perfect. And then next it says, since from ground you were taken, from dust, since from it you were taken, from dust you are, and from dust you will return. This is the scripture telling us we're now going to die. The fourth reason that I have that bad things happen to good people is character building. Sometimes God gives us difficulties to make us better people, and more importantly, better Christians. This push could be big things, like a wreck, illness, or even death in the family. These reasons cause people to look at the world and themselves differently, which allow them to change the way they act to and around others. This is a push to become better Christians and better people. Last year in December, I wrecked a truck going down a winding road going way too fast. For an example of how lucky I got, here's a picture. This was a big eye-opener for me. It really caused me to look around. Did it slow me down? Not always. But did it cause me to realize how lucky I had gotten, how fast I could have lost everything? Yes. An example from the Bible of God giving a push to further his kingdom is the entire book of Jonah. I'm only going to cover a couple sections for the main points. Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of, I didn't Google these words, Amittai, to the great city of Nineveh, and preach against the wickedness that had come up before. But Jonah ran away to the city of Tarshish. He ran down to Joppa, where he found the ship bound for that port. Paying the fare, he went aboard and sailed for Tarshish and to flee the Lord. The Lord sent a great wind on the sea. Such a violent storm arose that the ship threatened to break up. If we skip down a couple verses to Jonah chapter 1, verse 14 through 17, they cried out to the Lord, "Please, Lord, do not let us die for taking this man's life. Do not hold us accountable for killing this innocent man, for you, Lord, have done as you pleased." Then they took Jonah and threw him overboard, and the raging sea grew calm. At this, the men greatly feared the Lord, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows to him. Now the Lord provided a huge fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights. Now let's look at this for a second. The storm was so bad that they threw Jonah off the ship to save the ship and themselves. At this point, he was the only one on that ship, as far as I can read, that believed in God. So this was a very small, "Hey, Jonah, maybe you're the problem." So it was a very small chance that that was actually going to stop the storm in their eyes. And they did it. So that must have been a real bad storm for that little bit of hope to go, okay, let's see. Now, skipping down to Jonah chapter 2, verse 10, through chapter 3, verse 10. Okay. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. And then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. "Go to the great city of Nineveh, proclaim to it the message I give to you." Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord and went to Nineveh. And now, I forgot it. Nineveh was a very large city, and it took 3 days to go through. Jonah got a push by God to go to Nineveh. Because of that, Jonah saved the entire city. Because they turned to God, all of us get pushed by God. He helps teach us to have a backbone, to have courage, to deal with stress. So, back to the main question of why do bad things happen to good people? The first reason is He doesn't want to take our freedom of choice. Next, devil influences people all the time, everywhere. After that, natural evil and character building. Pray with me. God, thank you for bringing all these people here with us. Thank you for giving us this time. Thank you for allowing us to go to CIY. Thank you for giving us the blessing to come back, all of us together. Thank you, and amen.
Justin talked about free will, and well, we have the baptistry's filled. So if anyone wants to use their free will, make that decision like I have and like many other people on the stage have, and be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, now's the time. Why wait?